Greetings, fellow hiker through the woods of this Lenten season. We have now walked together for 16 days of Lent, and this will be our third Sunday in Lent, a day which is a respite, a true Sabbath from the wilderness of Lenten reflection. And for devotion today, I'd like to return to a third devotion book that we started using a little bit back called Lent with St. Francis by Diane Hudeck. The more we learn about St. Francis, I believe, the more we can learn about how to truly be in Sabbath, how to truly fall into a respite, how to truly stop and listen to the voice of God. Today's devotion is titled, God's Plan for Us. The scripture verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to complete His work. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to complete His work. You know, if we forget everything else in our relationship with God, we need to remember that we are called into an unbreakable covenant with the divine. Whatever our destiny, we must respond to the Lord's call. When St. Francis was in his early 20s in Assisi, he rode off to battle against the nearby city-state of Perugia. He was captured and imprisoned for a year. He then returned home sick and spent the next year virtually bedridden. When he did recover from his illness, he spent time simply wandering the area, praying in abandoned chapels, walking in the woods and on the slopes of Mount Sebastio, spending time in caves, listening first to the silence and then to the voice of God. Francis was not the first saint to have encountered God during an illness. There's something about serious illness that forces us to confront our mortality and then to question our priorities. Francis had longed to be a knight, a soldier, to do great deeds on the field of battle. When he lost that opportunity, he had a choice between spending the rest of his life depressed at his ill fortune or listening to the plans God had for him. Let us pray. You are our eternal life, great and wonderful Lord, God Almighty, merciful Savior. Amen. Hope you enjoyed today's devotion with St. Francis on this Sabbath Sunday of Lent. We'll continue our hike tomorrow with day 17, Monday of the third full week of Lent. Until then, may God rain blessings down on your life.